Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Denver Nuggets and the Portland Trail Blazers. Denver comes into this game with a record of 14-10 on the year, Portland at 13-11. Over their last 10, Denver is 5-5 on a three-game losing streak, looking to break that. Portland is 3-7 over that span, but has won their last two. Looking at the numbers, Denver scoring an average of 114.7 per contest, good for 12th best in the NBA. Meanwhile, Portland significantly lower at 110.3, which is 23rd. Looking at defenses, 113.6 allowed per game by the Nuggets, a little bit better for the Blazers, 111. Turnovers, 15.3 for Denver, that's rather high, 15.2, so essentially the same for Portland. Shooting numbers, 46.8% from the field for Portland is a pretty good number. Denver, though, a little bit better at 50%. 39.7% from beyond the arc by the Nuggets, and 38.3, so slightly below that, by the Blazers. Free throw number, 76.7% for Portland, 74.5%, so about 2 points lower for Denver. Finally, bench scoring, 35.4 from the Nuggets, and a much lower 24 from the Blazers. Portland won the first matchup of the season between these two clubs, 135-110. Neither team played the previous night, so they'll be both rested. And Michael Porter Jr. for Denver is out, as is Nasir Little for Portland. Porter Jr. missing is a big injury, but I expect the Nuggets to snap this losing streak and win on the road tonight. They're rested. I think Jokic will get the job done. That is your on-court look of Nuggets and Blazers coming up. We will dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd. We're stacking the NBA, our betting preview of the Denver Nuggets and Portland Trail Blazers. Blazers, a one-point favorite at home, opened either way, really a virtual pick'em here, total at 228.5. That has been bet up from the opener of a 226. Nuggets, 11-13 ATS, 6-9 ATS on the road, 5-5 in their last 10. The Blazers, 15-9 ATS, 5-5 at home, 4-6 in their last 10. Keep in mind, though, a majority of those without Damian Lillard. Nuggets an even 12-12 to the over and under. 9 overs, 14 unders, and 1 push for the Blazers. Nuggets last played on Tuesday. Blazers been off a little longer since Sunday. Portland, a 135-110 win back in October. Nuggets, however, are on a 5-2 ATS run with that game factored in. They've gone over 10 of the last 14 in Portland and 35 of 17 overall. Team trends, Nuggets over 6 of their last 7 against teams with winning records, and they've gone over 12 of 16 after an ATS loss. They have gone under, though, 5 of 7 on a day's rest, and the Nuggets are just 2-5 ATS in their last 7 taking on winning teams. Blazers 0-4 ATS, their last 4 at home against teams with winning records. Again, some of those team trends there, ATS trends with the Blazers, keep in mind, no Lillard. Blazers, though, under trends here. A lot of over trends heading there before this, but under 8 of the last 9 after a straight-up win and under 13-3-1 in the last 17 following an ATS win. MPJ remains out for Denver with the heel injury. Gary Payton II, Keon Johnson, both out until mid-December for the Blazers. You know, virtual pick'em here. I'm going to go with the home team and kind of talk about Damian Lillard, his impact. I like getting Lillard back in this spot, in this matchup, and I think this is a game that goes the way of Portland. I do like the over here as well, although we're starting to see that number push up, 226 up to 228.5. So both plays might want to do early on here, you know, where that number gets up in that 230 range. But yeah, I do like over 228.5. We'll call it a lean just with that number moving up a little bit more. But I think the play here is on the home Blazers. More NBA previews on the sports betting stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, stacking the NBA. That's our preview of Denver and Portland.